Him.
I can stand secure.
From your heart to his. Amen.
Oh, carve upon.
Thank you, Lord. To hear those words, I know you heard them from your servant. And when Mary uttered those words of faith back to you, I knew it was pleasing unto you, Lord. And now you heard it from our lips. And Lord, I pray that it was more than just a song in church. But from our hearts. From our hearts, Lord. Something way down deep within that responds to a promise from you. Yes, we believe it. And here we take our stand. And because of the faith that is from you and given by grace, we're unmovable because it's not our faith. We didn't ask for it. You gave it to us by grace, Lord. So these are the things we're looking at, Lord, for all of us. Bring us to this faith, this place with you. This stand in this time where we see, Lord, how necessary it is. Grant it, Lord. I'd like to commit the service now into your hands. We come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus, knowing that we are accepted and invited into your presence. So speak to us, Father. Get me out of your way. Get all of us out of your way, Father. And just enter into that dimension of your Holy Spirit and your Word. Thank you, Lord. Ask these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. What? Him? Me? Oh, okay.
Screen.
Thank you, Philip.
Gracias.
Oh, let's pray for him right now. He said he wasn't feeling good. Heavenly Father, we lift up Philip to you.
Levantamos a Felipe.
Thanking you for him.
Gracias por él.
For his service to your children.
El servicio de tus hijos.
Honor his faith as he looks to you. We join him.
Te mira, nos unimos con él en
Say esa thank fe. You for healing him.
Dándote gracias por sanarlo.
Because we know it's a finished work.
Porque sabemos que es una obra acabada.
We pray that you bring glory to your name through it.
Oro que traigas gloria a tu nombre a través de
ello. Jesus' name we
en el nombre
ask.
De Amen. Jesucristo pedimos.
Amen. Amen. Okay, what a time, huh?
Qué tiempo, eh?
Hey, spirit of hatred, right?
El espíritu de odio, correcto?
Has it been turned let loose like never before?
Ha sido suelto como nunca antes.
Yeah.
Sí.
Watch the world take its sides. You know, watch the world take its sides.
Vigila el mundo tomando sides.
Sides.
Vistas, lo que están mirando.
Uh-huh. Against Israel or Hamas
en contra de Israel,
whatever they're going to do. But God has conocer. His purpose.
Pero Dios tiene su propósito.
And he will fulfill his words.
Y él cumplirá sus palabras.
And that's all we're interested in is seeing that.
Eso es lo que estamos interesados
and may
en
it be fulfilled
eso.
In us.
Y él llenándonos.
So,
cumpliéndonos.
Oh, what a time.
¿Qué tiempo?
Be watchful and prayerful.
Sea cuidadoso y y vigile.
If there was ever a time we needed those kingdom eyes,
si hubo alguna vez que donde necesitábamos esos ojos de reino,
which are the eyes of the Holy Spirit,
los cuales son los ojos del Espíritu Santo.
Oh, so Joshua,
Josué,
and Caleb,
Caleb,
two people could stand against what their senses told them and what their ears told them and what the news told them,
separaron lo que el Espíritu les decía, los que les mostraba,
and rise up into that kingdom of the Word of God and say, here I stand.
Ese reino de Dios, y ahí ellos se pararon.
I will not fear.
Y no temeremos.
No, I'm not just able.
No, no tan solo soy capaz.
He said, we're more than able.
Yeah. Que soy más que capaz.
And that's, I think this is the bride entering into that place with God,
con Dios,
that she's not affected
que ella no es afectada
by this outside realm. She can't
todo
be.
Lo de fuera.
She has to be in that place with
ella
him.
Tiene que estar en ese lugar con
okay,
él.
So she's can't be. Well, like Brother Branham said, we need rapture in faith.
Necesitamos fe de rapture.
We hardly have faith for a toothache.
Apenas tenemos fe para un dolor de diente.
So come, think about that. He's taken us to a place where I won't be affected by a toothache.
A un lugar donde no vamos a ser afectados por este dolor.
Right or wrong.
Correcto, incorrecto.
Doesn't make any difference.
No hace ninguna diferencia.
Or a bone ache, or a brain ache, or a heartache, or any kind of ache. We're rising above it.
Estamos arriba de ello.
So here,
aquí,
we're continuing because I think it's very important for time.
Es muy importante por el tiempo.
These kingdom eyes and kingdom
estos
hearts of the men of God.
De reino oídos de reino,
Hebrews 11.
Hebreos 11.
And Brother Branham said in that message, perfect faith, we need it.
Dice en ese mensaje de fe perfecta,
and
que
again,
necesitamos.
He said that's what's holding the rapture back.
Una vez más, eso lo que dice que está deteniendo el rapto.
So last week we were looking,
semana pasada estábamos mirando,
and we were looking at Matthew, again, the Sermon on the Mount.
Una vez más, el sermón en el monte.
And showing that Jesus,
y en eso Jesús,
in his sermon,
en su sermón,
was for predestinated souls,
para almas predestinadas,
trying to get them to turn a corner,
ellos den una vuelta,
because everything
una vuelta,
they had been taught through the law
lo único que habían sido enseñados a través
was
de la ley,
outward obedience and outward
era una obediencia exterior
blessings.
Y bendiciones exteriores.
And here he comes and preaches the things he's preaching,
aquí viene y predica las cosas que le
and was reaching the soul, because
estaba
only the predestinated
solo
with a soul to hear could receive
alma,
what he said.
Para mirar, podía mirar y escuchar lo que pues
so
decía.
He was turning the corner from the external
de lo external
to the internal matters of the heart, first pull to the second pull,
del corazón, primero,
second
jalón,
pull to the third pull,
del segundo al tercer jalón,
from the things of the heart to the things of eternity,
de las cosas del corazón hacia las cosas
laying
de
out up for yourself treasures on earth, right?
Acumule tesoros aquí en la tierra,
okay, we're called to a different okay dimension.
Somos llamados a una dimensión diferente.
Well, I was going to go right into third Exodus. And then I just felt led. There's some things concerning the soul that have been a big puzzle to me. Things that Brother Branham said. But finally it's becoming clear. And I think it's because of the time we're in. So if you look at the subject of body, soul, and spirit.
Tema de cuerpo, alma, y espíritu.
It's not well defined in the scripture,
muy bien definido en escritura,
and yet it's there,
y a pesar de eso está
and
ahí.
It's not well defined as per se what he says,
por decirlo, lo que dice, lo está
and yet
bien.
It is in the scripture,
pero está en escritura.
But it took the Spirit of God in this age
y tomó el espíritu de Dios en esta edad
to bring the light of this age so we can understand.
La luz de esta edad para que entendamos.
Then after that I can go back into the scripture
después
and say, aha,
regresar a la escritura y
here's
decir, oh,
the indication
aquí
and
está
here's
la
the thing,
aquí está la cosa.
How you will not find a verse in the New Testament or Old Testament that says the exact things. If you're looking for a specific verse to identify those things, and they're perfectly there. Okay, so today, Going back to the subject of the soul,
a regresar a ese tema del alma,
because the soul can only say yes or no to God's word.
Puede decir sí o no a Dios.
Now stop and think what the prophet was saying to us.
Padre, piense lo que el profeta nos estaba
because
diciendo
he said,
él dice,
you have a toothache,
usted tiene un dolor de
and dente. Your toothache says no to God's word and
y
yes to the ache and the tooth.
Le dice no a la palabra del Señor.
Come on.
Piense.
Right or wrong?
Correcto, incorrecto.
Okay.
Está bien.
Or a bone ache or a heartache or a
okay. De cabeza, un dolor de
so we're saying that no. ache or this physical indication
estamos
is more powerful to us than the word of God.
Indicación física es más poderoso que la palabra de Dios. Eso es lo que estamos diciendo.
So we've looked at revelation.
So miramos revelación.
What is revelation?
¿Qué es revelación?
God speaks.
Dios habla.
You hear.
Usted escucha.
You receive
usted recibe
what he said.
Lo que él dice.
You believe what he said.
Usted cree lo
you
que
embrace
dice.
What he said.
Tú, usted toma lo
you
que
become
dice.
One with what he said.
Usted llega a ser uno con lo que
and
dice.
That takes power over everything in the flesh.
Y eso toma poder sobre todo, cualquier cosa en la carne.
It defies all laws of science.
Y reta toda ley de ciencia.
Okay, you're healed.
Usted está, está sano.
Doctor says you aren't. God says you are.
Tú no estás sano.
And you agree with God. And not only agree, okay, but become one with him in that, the laws of science are defied.
Las leyes de ciencia son retadas.
So where are these great men of the faith? Hebrews 11, perfect faith, faith that earns a good report from God.
Que gana un buen reporte de parte de
say,
Dios.
It doesn't make any difference what my no, body sí. feels or my
ninguna diferencia si
body says.
Mi cuerpo dice, o,
I believe the word of God. Period.
Mi cuerpo siente. Yo creo en la palabra de Dios. Punto.
And when we really do, we will see the power of God
realmente lo hacemos,
take precedence
el poder
over
de Dios tomar
every law of science that there
cada
is.
Ley de ciencia que ahí exista.
Okay, and we'll be lifted off this earth.
Miramos.
Now,
ahora,
that process
en ese proceso,
is that soul coming into its designed place.
Es esa alma llegando hacia su
because
lugar
the soul
diseñado.
Says yes to God.
Porque el alma le dice sí a Dios,
and it cannot say no to God if
no
you're predestinated
no
seed.
Dios, si es que usted es su semilla predestinada.
You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
So it doesn't
entonces,
make any difference what it
no hace
sees.
Ninguna diferencia lo que mire,
be it unto me according to my word, to thy word.
Hecha a mí de acuerdo okay? a tu palabra.
Está I'm bien. 15, I'm not married, if I ever Mary was.
No estoy casada.
Doesn't make any difference.
No hace ninguna diferencia.
Okay, you shall be overshadowed by the Almighty, and okay, you shall that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Most High. Period. So did it defy all scientific laws?
So
and will not the rapture defy every scientific law? Okay. So the soul is in preeminence.
So el alma está
and when your soul is preeminent over you,
y cuando el alma está preeminente
then God has
usted,
his preeminence over
entonces,
everything.
Dios tiene su preeminencia sobre todo.
Because it's a streamlined channel
porque
for the Holy
es un
Spirit
canal para el Espíritu Santo.
And the Word of God. You with me?
Dios.
Okay.
¿Entiende usted?
God's work on the soul.
Dios.
Here was my question.
Trabaja en el alma.
The soul is eternal. The soul is the part of God.
El alma es parte de Dios.
But why did it have to be redeemed? How could a soul that is a part of God
un alma que es parte de Dios
need that work of redemption?
Necesita ese obra de
because there's other things
porque hay otras
in
cosas.
The scripture.
En la escritura,
you must be born again, period.
Que tiene que ser nacido de nuevo, punto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And it was only because of
y
this day
era solo por causa de
and
este
God
día.
Fulfilling his word. Word
Dios
for this day,
su palabra para este día.
That now we can understand
ahora,
all these things
podemos entender estas
and
cosas,
they can take their place
y pueden tomar su lugar,
and hopefully
y,
this will increase our faith. So let's go, if you would, in your
fe.
Bibles,
si podría voltear sus Biblias,
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Primera de Tesalonicenses 5.
If you'd stand with me, we'll use this for a text.
Pararían conmigo por el texto.
Verses 23 and 24.
Versículos 23 y 24.
Okay. And the very God of peace,
el mismo Dios de paz,
sanctify you wholly.
Os santifique por
completo. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Todo vuestro ser, espíritu, alma y cuerpo sea guardado irreprensible para la venida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Verse 24, would you read it out loud with me? Faithful is he that hath called you, who also will do it.
So he's gonna,
he is going to sanctify me wholly.
Lo va a santificar total.
Thank you. You may be seated now. Now,
ahora,
the word holy,
la palabra total,
W-H-O-L-L-Y,
T-O-T-A-L,
is to be complete, okay?
Ser completo.
Complete to the end and absolutely perfect.
Y absolutamente hasta final y
so it's a complete work.
Es una obra completada.
Okay, and that your soul and body be preserved. That word is to watch,
esa palabra es
to guard. Now listen to this, to detain in custody.
Detener en custodia.
So he's saying this has to be in custody of the Holy Spirit.
Entonces, que tiene que estar en custodia.
What does? My body does?
Que lo hace.
My
mi
soul
lo hace,
does? My
mi
spirit
alma
does?
Y mi espíritu también.
Now right there opens
ahora,
up
ahí mismo se abre
the message of the hour.
El mensaje de la hora.
And also, Weiss translation there.
La traducción Weiss ahí.
Saying, now may God, the God of peace consecrate you every part of you.
El Dios de paz lo consagra usted cada parte de usted.
Now that's really rich right there,
ahora,
isn't it?
Esto es muy rico, ¿no? Ahí mismo, ¿no es así?
Every part of you.
Cada parte de usted está
now,
ahora.
So our spirit needs to be sanctified wholly.
Nuestro espíritu necesita ser santificado totalmente.
Okay, our soul needs to be sanctified wholly.
Necesita ser santificada.
And here's
totalmente.
Where I had trouble putting this all together, but
aquí
now he's doing
problemas
it.
Juntando todo esto junto.
And our body needs to be sanctified completely.
Nuestro cuerpo necesita ser santificado totalmente.
Okay, and God's going to do it.
Bueno, Dios lo va a hacer.
He that is faithful is he that has called you, and he's going to do this. So, like everything else,
como cualquier otra cosa,
it's his work. Now,
es su obra.
Just this morning,
tan solo en esta mañana,
when praying over these scriptures,
llorando sobre las escrituras,
he brought other scriptures, so you need some of these things to attach to this. I got notes, if you want to, any of you who have electronic devices and would like to follow.
Cosas electrónicas.
They're on Grace Ministries. I just posted them. Because there's
gracias,
a lot of good quotes here.
Muchas citas aquí.
And we're basically
y básicamente
doing this scripture because we have to go
tenemos
to bring light to what we just read.
Para traer luz a lo que
we have to go
hablar
into the message of the hour and see what the Holy Spirit
la
said about
hora,
what he read,
mirar lo que el Espíritu dice acerca de lo que leí,
what he wrote.
Lo que escribió.
Okay, now if we listen now to what he's saying
ahora,
he wrote then,
lo que está diciendo,
will
lo que le escribió
give
en
us
entonces,
revelation.
Revelación.
So,
entonces,
along with this,
juntamente con esto,
Brother Branham, in the message
Branham,
Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed,
el misterio, Cristo, el misterio de Dios
uses
revelado,
the scripture out of Colossians chapter 1,
usa esta escritura de Colosenses,
and he's reading
uno,
along, and
está leyendo
if you're listening or reading,
si usted está escuchando, leyendo,
he comes to verses 20 and 21, and he makes a comment.
Yes, un comentario.
Okay, in verse 20 it says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross,
y por medio de él reconciliar consigo mismo.
So this is the work of his cross.
Esta es la obra de su sangre.
Okay, this is the blood of the covenant.
Este es el pacto de
this
la sangre.
Is Hebrews chapter 10.
Este es Hebreos 10.
Okay.
Está bien.
By one offering hath perfected forever them he is constantly sanctifying.
Por una ofrenda a él hecho perfecto.
So the work of sanctification goes on.
La obra de santificación continúa.
Now, Brother Branham's reading this in the text,
esto, en este texto,
having made a peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself.
Y por medio de reconciliar consigo todas las cosas.
And he stops here.
Y para ahí,
and he says, now watch where that reconciliation goes.
Y dice, vigila, ¿dónde esta reconciliación va?
So the blood of the cross brings me to God by working out what he's saying next.
Trabajando aquí lo que dice, sí, en
okay,
seguida.
Reconciling all things to himself. By him I say whether there be things on, in earth
así las que están en
or
la tierra,
things in heaven.
La, o como las que están en los cielos.
And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies where?
Usted que una vez fue extranjero y enemigo.
Okay, so that blood of reconciliation,
sangre de reconciliación,
works in my mind that was an enemy.
Y en mi mente, against, era un enemigo en contra.
Okay, enemy in your mind by wicked works.
Por obras.
Okay, llamadas. So he has to change my mind.
So él tenía que cambiar mi mente.
Isn't that Romans 12?
No es eso, Romanos 12.
Okay.
Está bien.
Offer yourself a living sacrifice.
Ofreciéndose usted
be not conformed.
No sea,
be renewed.
Where?
Renovado, in your
no
mind.
Conforme con estas cosas.
So here all of these things
aquí
are now. What is my
ahora,
mind?
Cual, que es mi mente,
is my human spirit.
Es mi espíritu humano.
So the blood of the cross has to work there.
La sangre de la cruz tiene que trabajar.
And now
ahí.
We go to one more scripture
ahora
before we can go into the quotes.
Antes de que entremos,
and that's Romans chapter 7.
Romanos 7.
Okay.
Está bien.
And then you'll start seeing all these things
entonces,
unfold and tie together. And you say, oh, that's what you're doing in me.
Oh, eso es lo que va a decir.
That's where you're working in me.
Es lo que él está
that's why I have to go through what I've got to go through. Because
eso.
It's all God working
porque
out his word in us.
Hablando su palabra en nosotros.
So in Romans 7,
Romanos 7,
okay, verses 5 and 6.
Versículos 5 y 6.
Okay, this is about the law now and working in us.
De la ley.
For when we were in the flesh.
Porque mientras estábamos en la carne.
What tense is that?
¿Qué tiempo es ese?
Past tense.
Es tiempo pasado.
So what is he saying?
¿Qué estaba okay. diciendo?
Hold your fingers there and go to chapter 8.
Manténgase ahí, vaya al capítulo 8.
Okay. And look at verse 9.
Versículo 9.
But you are not in the flesh.
Usted no está en la
isn't
carne.
That interesting?
Mas vosotros no vivéis
well,
en
well convince,
la carne.
No convince your flesh of that. I'm not in the flesh.
No estoy en
oh,
la carne.
Okay.
Bueno, está bien.
Romans 7.
Romanos 7.
When we were in the flesh.
Cuando estábamos en la
okay,
carne.
Now the we says that so beautifully translated when you were dominated by the flesh.
La traducción pues, lo dice cuando usted es dominado
in other words, this realm and everything that we took in this realm through our carnal minds, we were dominated by the flesh.
Usted es dominado por la carne.
And we know according to chapter 8, we can't please God in that state.
Pero sabemos de acuerdo al capítulo 8, no podemos complacer a Dios en ese
right?
estado, ¿correcto?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So Romans 7, 5.
Romanos 7, 5.
And when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law.
Porque mientras estábamos en la carne, las pasiones pecaminosas que eran por la ley.
Did you just read that like I read it?
¿Lo acabo de leer usted como lo acabo de leer?
I never read that before until this, yeah, last night.
Antes,
the motions antes. Of sin.
Las pasiones pecaminosas.
What are the motions of sin?
¿Cuáles son estos?
Which were what?
¿Qué eran qué?
Ah.
Por la ley.
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
The motions of sin working in me were by the law, did work in my where?
¿En dónde obraron todas estas cosas? Las pasiones
did work in my where?
¿Qué eran por la ley? ¿Obraban en qué?
Okay,
en
Brother Greg, what are your members?
¿Cuáles son tus miembros?
What was where, what members was I working in?
¿De qué
worked miembros? In my members.
Trabajando en mis miembros.
Well, what body? What
¿qué
part of my body?
¿Qué parte de mi
what part of my body is unbelief working through?
A través de cuál él está trabajando.
What I see,
incredulidad,
what I think,
lo que veo, lo que
what
pienso,
I feel,
lo que siento.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Le voy a hacer una pregunta.
It's going to work through my eyes. Do my eyes have a mind?
Va a trabajar a través de mis
do
ojos,
my hands that go out and do sin?
Mis manos van y hacen pecado.
My, that doesn't have any mind of its own.
No tiene una mente
what operates
misma.
This?
¿Qué opera
what
esto?
Operates those?
¿Qué opera esto?
What operates here
¿qué opera aquí?
Is the spirit inside.
Es el espíritu dentro.
Do you, so you understand, it took this entienda. Light of this day
tomó
to bring this all out so we could
este
understand.
Para traernos aquí para
so we're so thankful
entender.
More and more.
So estamos,
we have a word prophet.
Más y más.
And it wasn't his idea. He had nothing to do with it. He would have rather been a trapper. But God says, I'm going to use you. He said, fine, thanks. Use somebody else like Moses. And he says, mind your own business. You're my business. I'm going to use you. Right? So you understand that man, this is apart from man and man's idea and man's choosing. This is God saying, this is what I'm going to do, and I need to speak to you and make things clear that were not clear before, because I'm bringing you to perfect faith. And this is one of those things that's going to help you come to perfect faith. You with me? Okay, so all of a sudden, these verses become alive, and I see them operating in me. And I see God having superiority over them, okay, through His Holy Spirit, so that I'm not in bondage to these anymore. Okay? For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Now, I've said this, and it keeps coming to me week after week. Look around you. Look at who's operating in who. Look at the spirit of hatred. Look at how Satan is driving everybody to be totally focused on everything external. True or not true? Okay. Hey, come on. You just heard about the movie Sound of Freedom. Child trafficking, human trafficking.
Tráfico humano.
Okay, America, the world.
America, el mundo.
Okay, sex slaves.
Esclavos de sexo.
Tell me Satan is not concentrated on everything external.
Que el Satanás no está concentrado en todo exterior.
Right?
Correcto?
How many of you girls?
¿Cuántos de ustedes, niñas?
Okay, women.
Mujeres.
I got to look pretty. Oh, I got to look nice.
Tengo que mirar bien,
well, that's
tengo
natural, and I'm not holding that against you one bit.
No, estoy
but
en contra de
you have to watch poquito. What you allow that to to control you.
Tenemos que fijar, que estamos permitimos
okay, because you always bring it under God's word. And look
usted
at you, men.
La trae usted a la palabra de Dios.
Okay, and the men,
y el hombre.
And all of us.
Todos nosotros.
Hey, Satan works through your hormones, doesn't he?
Satanás trabaja a través de tus hormonas.
And look what the world is, and look what's
mira
become
lo que
of
es y lo que ha llegado a hacer de
and when God is trying to bring the bride of Christ, totally internal, totally with the matters of the soul, Satan is doing everything he can to bombard you with everything external.
Para bombardearlo usted
true or not true?
Externo,
watch where the warfare is.
Vigile donde la guerra está.
Okay? Why does he hate what God is doing so much? Because he knows there's a rapture coming very quick and he's going to judgment. So watch his tactics and watch what he's doing with you. God is taking you internal. Okay? Internal is eternal when it comes to these things.
Interno es eternal.
Because the soul is eternal.
Porque el alma es eterna.
And the Spirit of God is eternal.
Y el Espíritu de Dios es eterno.
And there's a marriage.
Y hay un matrimonio.
But it's invisible.
Pero es invisible.
Right?
Correcto?
And that's why the denomination is good. Drive them crazy. If there's going to be something, I'm going to see it. The whole world's going to know.
Lo va a mirar.
Okay. So I wanted just to go through the scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5, Colossians 1, Romans 7. There's other verses, but I need to go. Now we'll go right in with these verses and understand exactly why the Spirit of God had to do what he had to do for us. My soul,
mi alma,
it's a mystery,
es un misterio,
but that mystery has been solved
misterio ha sido resuelto.
Okay. Está bien. By God himself.
Por Dios mismo.
Making it clear to us.
Haciéndolo claro a nosotros.
So God has to work in our soul.
Tiene que trabajar en nuestras
almas. My soul is eternal.
Dios, mi alma es
My
eterna.
Soul is part of him.
Mi alma es parte de
My
él.
Soul is the real me.
Mi, el alma es el
okay.
verdadero yo.
But
bien.
God needed to work on it.
Pero Dios está
and he worked on the prophet, and that's what we're going to see here.
En el profeta, y es lo que vamos a mirar.
Okay, from the message, questions and answers, 1964.
Del mensaje, preguntas y respuestas de
Brother Branham has asked the questions.
El hermano Branham
asked Will all children of believers be saved?
¿Los hijos de los creyentes serán salvos?
And Brother Branham says no.
Y el hermano Branham dice,
he
no.
says God doesn't have grandchildren.
Dios no tiene nietos.
And he says we all have to be born again.
Entonces, que tenemos que ser nacidos de nuevo.
Okay, so I'll start in the middle there if you're following along.
En medio ahí, si estás siguiéndolo.
See, they'll have to be born just exactly like their father and mother was born.
Ve, ellos tienen que ser nacidos así como su padre y madre fueron nacidos.
Of the Spirit.
Nacidos del Espíritu.
Something was wrong with our first birth.
Algo está bien correcto con nuestro primer
nacimiento. So God says there has to be another birth.
Entonces Dios dice tiene que haber otro nacimiento.
Okay,
the
birth of the Spirit.
El Espíritu.
See, that's what makes a new person.
Ve, eso es lo que hace a uno.
Is because he's born again,
es porque él es
reborn. Now watch what he says here. His first birth brings him a natural man on earth.
El nacimiento trae a él a un hombre natural.
His second birth brings him a spiritual man of heaven.
Trae un hombre espiritual del cielo.
Read that last next phrase out loud with me.
Lea conmigo esa
it changes
frase.
Him,
lo cambia él,
his soul.
Su alma.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So the new birth changes my soul.
So el nuevo nacimiento cambia mi alma.
Not his outward conscience.
No su conciencia exterior.
His outward being.
O su ser exterior,
his senses.
O sus sentidos.
He will still feel, smell, taste, and hear. But his inward parts,
sus partes internas,
his desires,
sus deseos,
what motivates him has been changed
él,
to
ha
God.
Sido cambiado a Dios.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So there's one clue there from the Holy Spirit. Now,
hay una clave
also in 1964,
también en 1964,
Future Home,
Hogar Futuro,
and he talks about it there.
Y él habla acerca de eso ahí.
He says the soul has to be redeemed.
El alma tiene que ser redimida.
And that's what I have that highlighted there because
Porque
that's
lo tengo
right
ahí
in the
subrayado.
Quotes of what he's saying.
En eso de lo que él está diciendo.
The soul is redeemed by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
El alma es redimida a través del bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Okay, so what does it say? Remember the Holy Ghost descended on Jesus, which was a part of the earth.
Recuerda que el Espíritu Santo descendió en Jesús, el cual era parte de la tierra.
So here's that mysterious part of Godhead.
Aquí está la misteriosa parte de
okay.
que Dios tenía.
And even that,
y aún entonces,
when the Spirit descended upon him as a dove on the Jordan River,
sobre él como una paloma allá en el río.
Okay, why would Jesus, being God in flesh, need to be filled with the Holy Ghost?
Porque Jesús, siendo Dios
but
en
he
la
did,
tenía que ser lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Because there's a perfect man, perfect God.
Por una vez más, porque era un hombre perfecto.
It gets more mysterious all the time, doesn't it?
¿No es así?
Okay, the germ of God, the life of God, was designed in the womb of a woman.
La vida de Dios fue diseñada en la matriz de una mujer.
Okay, which was the earth.
Lo cual era la tierra.
Okay, so Mary, there she's representing the earth.
Ahí está la mujer.
Then the life of God came in.
Y entonces la vida de
so
Dios vino.
He was the beginning of the creation
entonces,
of God.
Entonces él era el principio de la creación.
Now
de Dios.
That's quoting Revelation. Chapter 3. Okay, and Brother Branham has asked the question, what is the beginning of the creation of God?
And
the message knoweth it not.
He
says it's the church. It's always been the
Dice que la iglesia,
the birth of the church. From
el nacimiento de la iglesia.
Jesus was the beginning of that, of course.
Jesucristo era el principio de eso, por supuesto.
And then that blood of God
entonces, esa sangre
that
de
was
Dios,
there by that germ when it was shed at Calvary
germen, cuando fue derramada en el Calvario,
dropped back on the earth.
Caída de regreso hacia
what
la tierra.
For?
¿Para qué?
To redeem the earth.
Para redimir la tierra.
Now it's been justified.
Ahora ha sido justificada.
It's been sanctified.
Ha sido
called,
llamada,
claimed. Now it's to receive the baptism of fire
está para recibir el bautismo de fuego.
And cleansed for Jesus and his bride.
y ser limpiada por Jesús y su novia.
Okay, then he goes to you from the earth. He comes to you.
Y va de ahí de la tierra y viene a usted.
And you are these parts that's drawn out of this earth.
Y ustedes son estas partes que son atraídas fuera de esta tierra.
The earth, you're a part of the earth, your body.
La tierra, usted es parte de la tierra, su cuerpo.
No, that's what he says, your soul.
Dice, tu alma,
your soul is a part of God.
Tu alma es parte de Dios.
An attribute of God.
Un atributo de Dios.
Displayed here on earth in a body.
Mostrado aquí en la tierra en un cuerpo.
The body is to be redeemed.
El cuerpo
that's why
tiene
we're
que ser
in trouble.
Redimido. Por eso es que estamos en problemas.
Our body is not redeemed.
Nuestro cuerpo no está redimido.
Now the soul
ahora,
is redeemed.
Es redimida.
Okay?
Está
so
bien.
There he said this
ahí
before. He said the soul has changed by the new birth.
Dice que el alma fue cambiada por el nuevo nacimiento.
And here
antes.
He says the soul is redeemed
aquí dice que el alma es redimida
because it was born in sin.
Porque, estaba en pecado.
So God came down in entonces, a process of justification.
A través de un proceso de
sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost,
bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
and redeemed my soul.
Y redimió mi alma, su alma.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Soul, eternal.
Alma
part
eternal.
Of God, it still had to go through the process.
Pero Dios todavía tiene que trabajar.
What have we been saying for so long? As we drew it up here on the board, you're there.
Usted está
he
ahí.
Saw you there.
Él lo miró
you're
ahí.
In God.
Usted está en Dios.
You were there before the foundation
estaba
of the world.
Antes de la
you'll be there again.
Usted va a estar
but there's no way you,
no
you will not go through the process.
No,
okay?
Tiene que pasar a través
the process of redemption.
El proceso de redención.
The process of becoming
el proceso de llegar
sons and daughters of God.
Hijos e hijas
manifest.
De Dios. Manifestados.
So the process to God.
El proceso
is as important as the thing because it's all part of his design.
Es tan importante porque también es parte de su diseño.
Okay, so
entonces,
the processor
el procesador
is here
está aquí
to do the processing,
para
right?
Hacer el procesamiento.
And he's called bien. The God of peace.
Y él es llamado Dios de paz.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Sanctify you wholly, completely.
Santificándolo usted totalmente.
Every part of you.
Completamente, cada parte de usted.
Okay, now we're going to the message in 63.
Ahora vamos al mensaje en el 63.
And this has been the thing, actually, this has been on my desk for years.
Y esto ha estado
couldn't put this together.
Por año, tratando de poner esto junto.
What in the world was the prophet trying to tell me? And I'm too dumb and too dense to let it soak through. And have it line up with everything else in the scripture and things that he says. But now I see it line up perfectly. That is our God. Okay. So here's the soul.
Aquí está el alma.
From the message, souls in prison.
Del mensaje a almas aprisionadas.
Okay, paragraph 35.
Parágrafo 35.
Now this,
ahora,
souls that now in prison.
Ahora esto, almas ahora en prisión.
Souls that are now in prison.
Almas que ahorita están en prisión.
Now the soul of man is not the body of man.
Ahora el alma del hombre no es
it's
el cuerpo
soul.
Del hombre, es el alma.
And the soul is something.
Y el alma es algo.
It's the nature of the spirit.
Es la naturaleza del espíritu.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And when the nature of man,
y cuando la naturaleza
is that we were dead,
cuando dice, estamos muertos,
the scripture plainly tells us,
la escritura claramente nos dice,
we are dead,
que estamos
and
muertos,
our lives are hidden God through Christ,
están escondidas en
sealed
Dios,
in there by the Holy
Cristo,
Spirit.
Selladas por el Espíritu Santo.
Now it wasn't your body that died.
No. Ahora, esto no, este no era su cuerpo,
it wasn't your spirit that died.
No fue su espíritu que murió.
It was the nature of your spirit died.
Era la naturaleza de su espíritu muriendo.
That nature,
esa naturaleza,
which is the soul.
La cual es
now
el
that
alma.
Just totally stumbled me for, I
esto
didn't disbelieve it, I just couldn't
hizo
understand it all.
Tropezar en
okay.
Incredulidad.
So how did my soul die?
Cómo mi alma murió.
How did something that's eternal die?
Cómo algo que es eternal muere.
It died to the first nature of it.
Murió a la primera naturaleza de ello.
See, the word has to be perfect all the way through.
La palabra tiene que ser perfecta del principio.
Okay, and Paul understood this.
Y Pablo entendió
so
esto.
So you go to Ephesians 2.
Y vamos
okay.
A Efesios 2.
Okay.
Bien?
And this is this amazing scripture here.
Aquí está esta
and you have the quickened, you were dead in trespasses and sin.
What are you?
Ephesians 2, verse 1.
Cuando estabas muertos en delitos y pecados.
Okay, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world.
En las cuales anduviste en otro tiempo siguiendo la corriente de este mundo.
So there was something in my soul.
Ahí había algo en mi alma.
Because of the fall.
Por causa de la caída.
My first birth had nothing but problems.
Mi primer nacimiento tenía nada más que
problemas. Now, doesn't that make sense for all of us?
Ahora, eso no
Look at the mess we were all in before we got born again.
Okay. Nos antes de que fuéramos nacidos,
Until the God of mercy cried out to us and called
Hasta
us by name,
Dios de misericordia nos,
we were without nos hope in this world without
no teníamos
God.
Esperanza, no okay. Estábamos sin Dios.
Walked according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air.
En los cuales anduviste en otro tiempo, siguiendo la corriente de este mundo, conforme
now that's Satan,
la protesta del aire.
The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience.
El espíritu que ahora opera en los hijos de desobediencia.
Okay, so these disobedient children are walking the same as the child of disobedience, but there's a difference.
Igual caminando que un hijo de desobediencia.
Okay, among whom we walked right in with the world and had our conversation in time past, the lust of the flesh, desires, fulfilling the desires of the flesh,
haciendo la voluntad de la carne,
and of the mind.
Y de los pensamientos.
See, there's that human spirit.
Ve, ahí está ese espíritu humano.
Colossians chapter 1.
Colosenses 1.
Watch where the reconciliation goes.
Mire por dónde va la reconciliación.
Because I was enemies in my mind.
Porque había enemigos en mi mente.
And now I'm not an enemy in my mind because I have a soul rising up, redeemed,
el alma levantándose,
bringing it to its place,
trayéndolo a su lugar,
changed. Now it recognizes the word of God.
Ahora reconoce
it sees the word of God. And now it says amen,
y ahora dice amen
to every word of God.
Cada palabra de Dios.
And loves every word of God.
Y ama cada palabra
and desires every word
y desea
of God.
Cada palabra
and
de Dios.
I'm a changed man.
Y es un hombre cambiado.
Okay, but we walked fulfilling the desires of the men and were by nature
y éramos por naturaleza
the children of wrath.
Hijos de ira.
See, Brother Branham's perfect in his word. He's a word prophet.
Perfecto en su palabra.
Absolutely vindicated by God.
Palabra, absolutamente
God proved.
Vindicado por Dios.
This is my voice.
Dios aprobó. Esta es mi voz.
Yeah, and then you better listen.
Más vale que
and he says, I'll require his voice at your mouth
voy a pedir.
One of these days. Okay? So see how perfect all this is? So here he's saying, in coming to light in this day, your body didn't die. I was died in my... Okay? We are dead and now we're alive in Christ Jesus. He says your soul died.
Dice que su alma murió.
Well, I couldn't understand it, but now I'm understanding it.
Pero no podía entenderlo, pero ahora lo entiendo.
Now the nature of the soul is
ahora, la naturaleza del alma
is God.
Es Dios.
If you're born again,
si usted es nacido de
if
nuevo,
you're born again,
si usted es nacido
because
de nuevo,
the new birth changed the soul
porque el nuevo
and redeemed it
el alma, y
so
lo
it could take its place.
Para que pueda tomar su
it was
lugar.
Always there,
estaba todo el tiempo ahí,
but it was covered up by the junk of this world.
Pero estaba cubierta por la basura de este mundo.
Okay? And so you did the junk of this world because you thought the junk of this world because you saw the junk of this world and that's the only thing that made sense to you at the time. With me? Yeah. So now all of a sudden you see the process that God has to take us through, the circle. You were there. You're going back there. But I'm not going to let you escape that process. You've got to go through it. Okay. So my soul died. To be reborn. Ephesians 1. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love where he loved us, even when we were dead in unbelief, quickened us together by Christ. Hallelujah, by grace you're saved. Okay. So there he goes. And all these things are becoming clear so that we can have perfect faith, understanding. Each one of you say this, I am the work of God. He redeemed my soul.
Redimió mi alma.
My soul was had to die to its name to the nature of the old to be receive and take the place of the nature of God.
La naturaleza de Dios.
All right.
¿Está bien?
Making sense now?
Haciendo sentido ahora.
Okay. ¿Está bien? Then he makes a statement.
Entonces, él dice
in paragraph 44 down there.
Parágrafo 44 ahí abajo.
And he says the soul is what God is working on.
Dice que el alma es en la cual Dios está trabajando.
Okay. And then later in that paragraph he says through that perfect man.
Si ese verdadero hombre.
The believer becomes the perfection of him.
Llega.
So he's working on my soul.
Está obrando en mi
what
alma.
Does my soul
que es mi alma.
Say yes to the word of God?
Dice, sí, a la palabra de Dios.
So one time
una vez,
in your life, your soul
vida,
didn't say yes to the word of God.
Su alma no decía
it argued
sí
against it.
Y estaba arguyendo
you were enemies in your mind,
ustedes eran enemigos en su
controlled
mente.
By your old lusts,
guiados por su propio deseo,
controlled by your own desires,
controlado por sus propios deseos,
were by nature the children of wrath, even as the children of disobedience.
Así como los hijos de desobediencia.
But like, I love how Brother Vail used to teach, there's pero, such a difference between a child of disobedience
que hay una diferencia entre un
and
hijo
a disobedient child.
Y un hijo desobediente.
And a disobedient child
y un hijo desobediente
can do every filthy, dirty, rotten thing that a child of disobedience can do.
Un hijo desobediente,
but one gracias. Is redeemed and one isn't.
Pero uno es redimido y el otro no lo es.
One is changed.
Uno es cambiado.
One has a soul that wakes up.
Uno tiene un alma que despierta.
Okay, and says, ah,
dice,
this isn't the real you.
Este no es
the
el
real you
tuyo.
Is from above.
El verdadero tuyo viene
oh,
de
yeah, you
oh,
know
sí.
What? He who
qué?
Is from above is calling your name.
Y aquel que está de arriba
calling
está
my name? Why? Because I love you.
Porque te
say,
amo.
Come up, I'm going to show dice, you some things.
Ven, sube,
you want to show me some
cosas.
Things? Wow, pretty
cosas.
Soon there's perfect faith.
Y de repente, ahí hay
perfect. What a God we serve, right? Okay, paragraph 44.
Parágrafo 44.
Okay, but that soul that's in there,
pero esa alma que está ahí,
that soul is what God is working on.
Esa alma es la que Dios está trabajando.
You got it?
¿Lo entiende?
Read it out loud with me. That soul is
alma,
what God is working on.
Es en la que Dios está trabajando.
Okay.
Está bien.
That trouble didn't trouble me. It just confused me.
No me dio problema,
it's perfect.
Me
it's eternal. It's
perfecta,
from God. It says
verdad,
yes to the word.
Es de Dios,
but that's what
sí,
he's working
Dios,
on. Okay.
Es en la cual él
how does he do that?
Como él hace
that's what
algo.
We'll see next.
Vamos a ver lo que vamos a mirar.
Now, here's what he says.
Ahora,
if he can
dice,
only get the nature of that spirit to agree with him,
si tan solo puedes hacer que esa naturaleza esté de acuerdo con él,
then that nature dies.
Entonces, esa naturaleza muere.
Now, isn't that God in simplicity?
¿No es Dios en simplicidad?
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
If he can only get that nature to agree with him, it
si
dies.
Solo puede hacer que esa naturaleza
huh?
Esté de acuerdo con él,
what's
muere.
He doing where you once argued it? Where
cuando
Colossians 1.
Colossians 1 usted estaba
Christ,
viviendo.
The mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
I was an enemy in my mind.
Era un enemigo en mi mente.
But God reconciled me through the blood of Jesus,
a través de la sangre
working in my mind so I'm not an enemy up there again.
Para que no
I'm not fighting against him.
No estoy peleando
I'm not a child of wrath.
No soy un hijo de ira.
Okay? I'm not a Romans 7 man.
No soy un hombre de Romanos
I'm not
siete.
Dominated by my flesh.
No estoy dominado por mi carne.
But I've been delivered and set free by Jesus.
He sido liberado y puedo
now his spirit dominates me.
Ahora el espíritu me domina.
Because those that are dominated by the flesh are
porque
by the, what they see
por la carne y por lo
and
que
what mira. They hear
y lo que escuchan.
And what they think
y lo que ellos piensan.
Cannot please God.
No complacen a Dios.
Well, how does that tell you? What's the most of the world?
Well,
look at Satan, who's controlling every government. How's he doing it?
Satan está
through reason. Why are they fighting?
Por
reason.
Están peleando, por
why is their hatred? Their own
odio.
Reasoning.
Su
come on.
Piense
spirit
usted.
Of hatred has its avenue right through these things, doesn't
el
it?
De odio está ahí,
okay.
Cosas, ¿no es así?
So we're back here. The soul
aquí.
Is what God is working on.
El alma es en la cual Dios está
and if he can only get that nature, that si spirit to agree with him, then that nature dies. And the nature and the love of the world dies and the things of the world is dead. Now that's a perfect explanation come down from heaven for you. to help you out. That's from God. That's from your heavenly Father. Because if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not in you. See, a man must be born again. Always goes back. First birth, second birth. We must be born again. So this nature has to die. And the nature of God comes and lives in you. Okay. Now, paragraph
45.
He that he has partnershiped. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Él se ha asociado. ¿No es una cosa hermosa?
You see, and taken this man earthly.
Y tomar este hombre,
and his eternal spirit,
este espíritu eternal,
and put it together.
Y lo pone juntame,
ponerlo because God
porque Dios
reflected himself back
refleja,
in that,
él se refleja el mismo de regreso
that he
eso.
Became a man
que él llega a ser un
when
hombre,
he became Christ Jesus.
Cuando él llegó a ser Cristo Jesús,
and he was God.
Y él era Dios.
God was in Christ.
Dios estaba en Cristo.
So he lived in him,
vivió en
reconciling
él,
the world to himself.
El mundo a él mismo.
Watch where the reconciliation went, Colossians 1. And through that perfect man, each one of us imperfect that believe in God has accepted that becomes the perfection of Him. There's a process. Now it's all making sense. All right, then we go back. How does this process work? And the prophet opened up his own life and said, hey, this is how it worked in me. Okay, I was by nature a sinner, by nature an unbeliever, but God came in.
Amen.
So Brother Branham breaks down the body, soul, and spirit.
El hermano Branham,
breaks down
abre
the
el alma,
body and
cuerpo,
soul,
el espíritu.
And, okay?
Yes.
Now, we've spent so much time here, but still
tanto tiempo en esto, pero
the message knoweth it not.
El mensaje no lo saben.
Okay. Paragraph 122, just a few little very simple things that we already know.
Cosas que ustedes ya saben, versículo 122.
But this outside man
este hombre externo
is the flesh.
Es la carne.
And that's what he says later in the paragraph. Now that is the evil one on the outside.
Es lo que dice en el siguiente parágrafo. Ese es el malo.
Okay, our flesh has not been redeemed.
Nuestra carne no ha sido redimida.
Okay, we won't be redeemed
no
until the coming of the Lord. Right?
Correcto.
Romans chapter 8,
Romanos
the redemption
8.
Of our body.
Redención de nuestro cuerpo.
Paragraph 123. Inside of that outside man is the spirit.
Dentro de eso, de ese hombre, hay un espíritu.
Which you become when you're born in the earth and
el
the breath of life is breathed into it.
Es nacido en la tierra y el respiro de vida es dado a él.
Now, this is where he makes this incredibly wonderful and great statement. The spirit, that spirit is of a worldly nature because it was not given from God, but it was given or permitted by God. Okay. Paragraph 125. Now, the last man. Now, he has a diagram. Body, soul, and spirit.
Cuerpo, alma, espíritu.
And depending on where he's looking at it,
y miran,
sometimes he says it's the last one. Sometimes he says it's the first one.
Algunas veces es el
depends
primero.
On what view he's looking at the minute he's talking. Okay? Paragraph 125.
125.
Now to the last man,
ahora, el último hombre,
which is the soul,
el cual es el alma,
there's only one sense that controls that.
Ahí hay solamente un sentido da con, que es controla
and that's
eso.
Free moral agency.
Y eso es libre albedrío.
Free will to choose or to reject.
Libre albedrío para escoger o para rechazar.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Yeah. Now, if you look at things that he says,
ahora, si mira las
God put
dice,
man on free moral agency
no tiene el hombre, libre albedrío,
so he could fall. Had to be entonces, God's. God couldn't
caer.
Make him fall. So much for your free moral agency.
Tanto por,
but it's there.
Por esa,
but it always works for God's glory.
Está ahí, pero todo
okay?
Tiempo para Dios.
But you have a soul,
pero usted tiene una
and the soul has that can only say yes or no to the word of God.
Sí o no a la palabra de Dios.
Now,
ahora,
he's talking, remember the message,
recuerde el mensaje,
and he's talking about two women.
Él está hablando acerca de dos mujeres.
And one woman is a denominational church-going woman.
Y una es una iglesia denominacional.
The other woman
y la otra mujer
is a sinner.
Es una pecadora.
She doesn't care what anybody thinks.
Ella no le importa lo que la gente piensa.
She doesn't care what God thinks.
Él no le importa lo que Dios
She's going to just fulfill her own desires. She's
va a cumplir sus propios deseos.
Ephesians chapter 2 person.
Efesios 2, una persona de
controlled
dos.
By the prince of the power of the air.
Controlado por el príncipe, el poder de,
she
de,
wants to go to parties. She wants to commit adultery. Who cares?
¿Quién quiere cometer adulterio?
Okay.
¿Quiere hacer estas cosas?
And then the
importa?
Religious woman
entonces, la mujer religiosa
lives pure
vive pura
in her own mind
en su propia mente,
according to her own reason.
De acuerdo a su propio razonamiento.
But the Spirit of God looks down there
pero el Espíritu de Dios mira ahí abajo,
and says, well, that's not my life.
Pero dice, esa no es
that's
mi vida.
Not my token.
No es mi señal.
That's not my Holy Spirit.
Ese no es mi Espíritu Santo.
Even though she's religious,
a pesar que es religiosa,
look at the way she's dressing.
Mira de la manera como
and
ella
Brother
viste.
Branham says, now they don't realize this,
el hermano Branham dice, they don't
but before
no
God, they'll both cuenta. Answer to God for
pero
being a prostitute.
De Dios, las dos van a responder delante de Dios
even though that
dudas.
Woman can say, hey, look here, preacher.
Hey, mira aquí, predicador.
You know, I was always true to my husband.
Todo el tiempo fui verdadera para con mi esposa.
And he would say, look how you presented yourself.
Mira cómo te presentas.
Okay? Because Matthew chapter 5, he that looks upon a woman
Mateo,
to lust after
cinco,
her,
dices, y cualquier hombre que me mujer y
well,
la
why
desea.
Did you present yourself in a way that he would?
¿Por qué te presentas de cierta manera?
That's where the problem lies.
Ahí es donde el problema está.
So then he's talking about a man.
Entonces él está hablando acerca de un
and
hombre.
He's saying, okay,
está diciendo,
here,
está bien, aquí,
in that body, soul, and spirit,
en el cuerpo, alma y espíritu,
he says, there's a place.
Ahí hay un lugar,
and that sphere of the soul
en esa esfera del alma,
is in a place with God.
Está en un lugar con Dios.
So that's what he's referring to in verse paragraph 135.
135 es a lo que él se está refiriendo.
And he says this.
Y dice esto.
Now the only way up here in the spheres
ahora, de la única manera para acá arriba,
that you could
esferas,
ever be
en la cual tú
in this
estar,
little inside man.
En este pequeño hombre interior.
Now, okay.
Ahora, ¿está bien?
The inside man.
El hombre interior.
Controlled by the soul.
Controlado por el alma.
Now that's where that's where the bride of Christ, that's where he's taken us.
La novia de Cristo, ahí es donde él
where your
llevando.
Soul that only says yes to the word of God,
donde su alma dice sí a la palabra de
no
Dios.
Matter what it sees,
no, mira, no, importa
no matter lo que mira, what it feels,
no, importa que
no matter what the reasons against it, it doesn't
no,
make any
no
difference.
Razón,
now there's your
no
kingdom men. There's your Hebrews 11 men.
Ahí está su,
okay?
Hebreos 11,
and that's
hombre.
Why in this day, more than ever, we are desperate to have those Joshua eyes, Joshua hearts, Joshua minds. There's armies. So what? Okay? There's invaders. So what? They're bigger than you. So what? They're stronger than you. So what? You can't beat them. So what? Doesn't make any difference because I'm walking with God. Do you know what it's going to take to get you there? It's going to take the Spirit of Christ working these things out. That's what exactly what he said he would do. Okay. Now, the only way up here in these spheres that you can be in this man, you have to be foreordained. Right there.
Que tú podrías estar en este pequeño interior.
Because you was with God.
Porque él estaba con Dios.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
You're a part of God. Uh-huh.
Tú eres parte de Dios, sí.
But there's a process of getting up there.
Pero ahí hay un proceso.
The only way up here in these spheres.
De una manera acá arriba en esta esfera.
Election.
Elección.
Foreordination. Predestination.
Predestinación. Pero ordenación.
Okay, and he goes on.
Y continúa él.
And he said, I was in my father.
Yo estaba en mi
padre. I was also in my grandfather.
También estaba en mi abuelo.
My grandfather's grandfather.
Y el abuelo de mi abuelo.
By seed I was in that.
Por semilla, yo estaba en eso.
And I was in Christ.
Y estaba en Cristo.
And you were in Christ before the foundation of the world.
Antes de la fundación del
mundo. There you go.
Ahí está.
And he came
y él
to do what?
Redimir, hacer qué?
Redeem.
Él vino a redimir
his own that was in him.
Lo de él, aquello que estaba en él.
There you go.
Ahí está.
The process has to take place.
El proceso tiene que tomar
to
lugar.
Bring you to what he was already there.
Trayéndolo a lo que ya estaba ahí.
Now he talks about this man.
Ahora él habla acerca de este hombre.
And he says, now I'm changing from the two women to a man.
Ahora estoy cambiando de edad.
And this is just as
hombre.
A natural man.
Ahora este es un hombre natural.
He says, maybe, well, he says he's a church member here.
Bueno,
so,
él dice que él es un miembro de iglesia.
Okay, he's okay. Using, went from the examples of the two women, now he's going to a man.
Él está usando estos ejemplos de las dos mujeres.
So I wrote there, it's an example
hombre.
Of a man that's a church member.
Y escribo un ejemplo de un hombre que el cual es un miembro de iglesia.
Okay, now... We were just talking about this, Matthew chapter 5.
Estamos hablando acerca de esto en Mateo 5.
He who looks on a woman. Looky here.
Sobre una mujer.
Here's a little lady twisting herself down the street.
Aquí hay una pequeña dama retorciéndose.
He's a young
ahí,
fellow.
Está acá. Y aquí hay un
his
hombre.
Eye catches it.
Y sus ojos lo miran.
His eye catches it.
Sus ojos lo
is
miran.
That a work of his human spirit?
Es una obra de su,
okay, unborn
humano.
Again, his where his affections are where?
Donde sus afectos están
in the affections of the flesh.
En los afectos están
what's
en
the
la
next
sangre?
Paragraph?
¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra?
Next phrase. He's a what? Member of a church.
¿Él es qué? Él es un miembro de la iglesia.
Okay, he's a Pentecostal.
Él es un pentecostal.
He's whatever he is.
Él es lo que quiera que sea que él sea.
But the first thing you know,
pero la primera cosa que usted sabe,
oh, look at this.
Oh, escucha esto.
There's no hold post in there. The
no,
soul isn't there
nada que
to anchor him to
ahí.
The word. The soul hasn't taken its place yet.
Su alma
the soul hasn't been redeemed. You with me?
Está, ¿me entiende?
The process, brothers and
el proceso,
sisters.
Hermano y hermano.
God working the process.
Dios trabajando en el proceso.
The soul is what he's working on.
El alma es en la cual
and
está
the soul,
trabajando.
When I'm
el
not
alma.
Down here, the soul is in its place. It hasn't been redeemed. It has
no
to be redeemed.
Que no ha sido remida. Tiene que
we
ser
have
remida.
To die to self.
Tiene que morir allá
I am
misma.
Crucified with Christ.
Estoy crucificado
nevertheless, I live.
Pero a pesar
but
de
it's
yo
not
vivo.
Me.
Pero no
it's
soy
Christ
yo.
In
es
me.
Cristo en mí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here. Here's this man,
so aquí está este hombre.
And he's two conditions.
Y dos condiciones.
First, this is the condition.
Primero está la condición.
There's no hold post, no,
no hay
hold
algo
post
que
in
lo
there.
Detenga.
She'll say hello.
Ella diría, hola.
He's got curly hair.
Tiene cabello ondulado.
Okay, and kind of nice looking.
Y como muy, así como bonito.
Straight-shouldered young man.
Un hombre con sus
and
espaldas.
Maybe he tried to even live right. There
y
you go.
Tal vez está tratando de vivir correctamente.
She starts walking up to him.
Y él comienza a caminar hacia
even
él.
A preacher.
A un,
maybe
a
this
un
man
predicador.
Is. First thing you know.
De primera cosa
what
que
is it?
Ves,
this
es?
Out here, the
es
flesh
afuera,
desire.
El deseo de la carne.
The spirit down here.
Y el espíritu
yet
llorado,
anointed.
Sí, ungido,
saying, don't do it.
Diciendo,
don't do it.
No lo hagas,
but what will
no
it do? It'll move
para,
right para, around there.
Él se
and hold, there it goes.
Ahí está.
First thing you know, he's made a date with
sabes,
her.
Él está
oh my goodness, look at this.
Oh, Dios mío, mire.
Come on, man.
Hombre.
Which one of us have not been guilty of this?
¿Quién de nosotros
come on.
Culpable de esto?
We're all in the same boat.
Estamos todos en el mismo
he is
bote.
Guilty of committing adultery, whether he touches her or not.
Adulterio, quiera que sea que la toque o no.
Uh-huh. See
sí.
What condition? We need Jesus.
Condición?
We need our soul redeemed. We need our soul brought to that place. Okay, now let's go to paragraph 174. Though that man might have shouted, spoke in tongues, jumped, danced, oh, come on, Pentecostals, everything else, anointed with the Spirit, done all signs and wonders that God said in there by His Spirit. Jesus said, many will come to me in that day. Lord, haven't I prophesied in your name? Haven't I cast out devils in your name? And he said, depart, ye that work iniquity. Okay, paragraph 175. But down on the inside of that man,
pero ahí adentro dentro de este hombre.
See, now he changes. He says, if that little tie post is in there.
Si ese pequeño poste estaba ahí.
That seed of God that was predestinated before the foundation of the world.
La semilla de Dios que fue predestinada de antes de
la fundación. I don't care what takes place.
No me importa que tome lugar.
It holds him.
Lo sostiene.
It's there to stay.
Está ahí para quedarse.
Okay.
Está bien.
So that soul,
esa alma,
with that tie post,
ese okay, poste
can be redeemed by God.
Puede ser redimido por Dios.
The Ephesians 1 man
el hombre de
doesn't
uno,
stay an Ephesians 1's man.
No se queda en Ephesians
he
uno.
Goes from walking
él va de
according
caminar,
to the prince of the power of the air.
De acuerdo al poder del
he goes del from aire. Walking as a child of wrath.
De caminar como hijo de Irán.
He keeps walking.
Y sigue caminando.
Okay.
Está bien.
With the people that are children of disobedience.
Con la gente que son hijos de
and the next thing you know, God touches him and he's seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
En lugares celestiales.
Hallelujah, what a redemption.
Que de redención.
Okay?
Está bien.
So that's what he's saying.
Es lo que está
that
diciendo.
Soul needs to be redeemed. It needs to be through a new birth.
Necesita ser redimida.
Now I'm understanding all these things. I can place them perfectly in the scripture.
And
paragraph 181, a real genuine Christian will cope with that inside man. There's again that inside man reference. That spirit that was back yonder at the beginning, which is the word. Hallelujah. My goodness, isn't he a wonderful God?
Maravilloso, ¿no es él un Dios maravilloso?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
We all walked. We were all Ephesians 1 people.
Todos éramos Ephesians
walk according
uno,
to the prince
gente,
of the power of the air.
Caminando de acuerdo
children by wrath.
Del príncipe del aire.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Which one of us didn't, huh?
¿Quién de nosotros no lo hizo?
But God,
pero Dios,
who is rich in mercy.
¿Cuál es rico en misericordia?
So then,
entonces,
okay, he's saying,
él está diciendo,
something has to take place.
Algo tiene que tomar
and the soul that he's working on,
y el alma es en lo que él
the
está
soul
trabajando.
Is what he's working on, and I always ask, well, how is that? Well, what is that?
Yo me pregunto,
the soul
es
is
esto?
Eternal.
El alma es eterna.
Well, right before God took him off the earth,
ahí cuando Dios la tomó ahí de la tierra,
I think it's just antes, incredible
creo que esto es increíble.
That 1965, you could take those messages, if that's all you had, you'd go into the rapture with them easy. You know? So here, in that last series in Jeffersonville, knoweth it not, here he finally says, hey, this is how God worked on my soul. And this is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder. Okay, of the spirit and the soul.
El espíritu y el alma.
And God had to separate my spirit from my soul.
Y Dios tenía que separar mi espíritu
and God has
alma.
To separate my spirit and my soul
y
and
Dios
your spirit and your soul.
Y también la suya y la mía.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit.
Aún penetrando, dividiendo el alma y el espíritu.
And the joints and the marrow.
Y las coyunturas.
Okay, so this is later on in that same message.
Y esto es más allá en el
okay, knoweth it not.
Y no lo saben.
And he breaks after he's talking about the young man and the two women.
Está hablando de estos hombres jóvenes,
he says
de las mujeres,
now he starts
dice,
talking about his own personal testimony.
Él comienza a hablar acerca de su propio testimonio,
how God had to work in his soul.
Cómo Dios tenía que trabajar en su alma.
And he's talking about his trials.
Y está hablando de sus pruebas.
And Satan
y Satanás,
speaking to him.
Hablándole a él.
And he says in paragraph 197.
Y en el parágrafo 197 dice,
God couldn't tell me there was no God.
Él no podía decirme que ahí no
because I already
no,
seen him.
Porque yo ya lo había mirado.
But he was telling me he didn't care for me.
Pero él me estaba diciendo que él no se preocupaba.
Well,
por
yeah,
mí.
He's pretty good at that, isn't he?
Bueno, él es muy bueno para eso, ¿no es así?
Does the devil well, yeah, but he doesn't love you. Yeah, well, what's there to love, you know?
¿Qué hay ahí para
yeah, we're all human, aren't we?
Todos somos humanos.
Okay,
¿sí?
He said, paragraph 198, there lays your wife.
Ahí está tu esposa.
Your baby will be there pretty soon.
Y tu bebé estará
your daddy's buried.
Tu papá está enterrado.
Your brother's buried.
Tu hermano también.
Your wife's going to be buried tomorrow.
Tu esposa va a ser enterrada mañana.
Okay. Heartache upon heartache. And here's the other baby dying. He's a good God, huh? He's a healer, huh? Said you made a sap out of yourself. And this is the most incredible statement because this opens up the whole scripture. This opens up body, soul, and spirit. This shows what the Spirit of God had to do to move him into that place where the soul was in control. Now, what will he do to me and you?
Uh-huh.
What will he do? And where will he take me and you? That has to happen to me and you. And this, it's incredible. It opens up the whole word to me. It opens up the whole process of redemption to me. What did it do? What did tearing my wife and my baby apart from me? What did breaking my heart? What did all those trials do? What did it do? It was working from the outside now to the first man. Wow! That's an incredible statement. That's a gift to you from the throne of God saying, if you can receive this, if you can understand this, if you will let this happen in you, there is another process. You're on your way to rapturing faith, brothers and sisters. Because if he had to do that to that prophet in 1937, and he's saying, you cannot go on in that ministry. First pull ministry, second pull ministry, wasn't even started. First pull, outward. Where is he taking you? Jesus. Sermon on the Mount. First pull. Healing. Things of the outside. Does God care? Did he ever quit the first pull? No, he just added to it. What's he go on? Second pull. Things of the heart, things of the inside. From the external to the internal, from the internal to the eternal. Let your treasures be up in heaven. Right? Don't care about what you're going to eat or what clothes you're going to put on. Don't care. Seek ye first eternal things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What did it do? It was working from the outside to the first man. That first man had to be in its position. That first man had to be in control. That's so much has opened up to me in one sentence. So much has opened up. And if he did that to him, he's going to do it to you. And he will do it to all the bride. Because my soul has to be in position. And it's the soul that he's working on. And this is how he worked on the prophet's soul. Finally, it's all coming together to me. My soul had to be redeemed. I had to go from Ephesians 1 to later in Ephesians 1. I don't remember what verse 6, 7, 8. Here it is. Yeah. 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sin and trespasses, quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places. What a change. From sitting in places of hell. From sitting in places of the prince of the power on the air. Think of that. From that place to heavenly places. Changing places where you're abiding. Changing places where your heart is. Changing places with what you love. Isn't that an amazing God? He has to get her soul in the position where it was meant to be. Oh, my goodness. Now watch what he says here. This is going back a little bit, paragraph 170. Because this is where we are. And he said there will be hideous sights on the earth. Well, come on. Aren't there hideous sights? Huh? Right now, yeah. Come on. Going in and terrorizing people. Murdering them. Come on.
Piense.
Killed babies.
Matando bebés. ¿Qué?
Decapitated babies. Is that a hideous sight?
Decapitándolos. ¿No es una escena horrorosa?
And now it's going to go beyond that. Locusts with hair with like women. Long hair.
Estos animales con cabello como
okay,
mujer.
And he goes on. He says, continúa. Now, just wait
Tan solo espera.
Shall we get to the opening of them plagues
que lleguemos
and
a la
seals
de esas plagas y
and seven thunders?
Los siete truenos.
Watch what takes place.
Vigilen lo que toma lugar.
Now watch what he says
ahora
to me and you. This
mí.
Is a warning from the Holy Spirit to us.
Santo para con
oh, brother, you better,
oh,
better get in Goshen.
Más vale que
what's Goshen? Goshen is the place of the soul.
Goshen es el lugar
Goshen
del
is the soul and that says yes to God no matter what kind of toothache I have.
Goshen es donde el alma le
I'm healed.
Sí.
Okay?
Está bien.
Goshen is a place of unmovable stand in the Word of God.
Goshen es lugar de un lugar inmovible en la palabra de Dios.
Okay?
Está bien.
Get into Goshen while there's time to get in Goshen.
Entrando a Goshen mientras haya tiempo para
What's
entrar
he telling you?
¿Qué le está diciendo?
Sometime there's not going to be a time to get in Goshen.
Satanás no está con, no va a estar
Sometimes it's going to be
Goshen.
Too late. But don't pay any attention to
Pero
this
no ponga
outside.
Ninguna atención a esto external.
Now,
ahora,
how many of us are influenced by the outside still?
Nosotros estamos influenciados por el
I am.
Exterior. Bueno, sí, yo soy. Yo estoy.
God help me.
Dios ayúdame.
I don't want to be.
No quiero estar aquí.
Yeah. Don't pay any attention to the outside.
No le ponga ninguna atención a lo exterior.
God had to go through him and break his heart
Dios
and break him to move him to the inside person.
Para moverlo hacia esa persona interior.
Where that inside person
esa persona
doesn't
interior.
Pay any attention to
no
the outside.
Ninguna atención hacia lo exterior.
A lo what's exterior. He going to do?
¿Qué él va a hacer?
To me.
A mí.
To get me there.
Para que
Because
yo,
we're not going to escape
allí.
The process.
Porque yo no voy a escapar el proceso.
Okay.
Está bien.
Brother Branham's testimony.
El testimonio del hermano Branham.
Just as I said,
como lo dije,
there's something came from somewhere else.
Algo
there
vino
you go.
De algún otro lugar.
There's the soul.
Ahí está el alma.
Okay? The only way up here into these spheres, you
de
have to be predestinated. I came from God.
Viene de Dios.
I'm going back to God.
Voy de regreso
Brother
a
Branham
Dios.
Said, speaking of your soul.
El hermano Branham.
Okay.
Hablando del alma de usted, ¿está bien?
Something came from somewhere else.
Algo vino
way
lugar.
Down on the inside.
Muy profundamente
and
en
said,
el interior.
Who are you to begin with?
¿Quién eres tú para comenzar?
The Lord gave and the Lord take
el
away.
Dio y el Señor quitó.
See?
Ve.
That's that inside
that's
man.
Ese hombre interior.
That doesn't reason
no razona
at all.
Para nada.
There's no reasoning.
No hay razonamiento.
It doesn't say, oh, but my tooth is really bad.
Oh, pero no dice, oh, pero
it
mi
doesn't
dolor
say, oh,
muy malo.
My bones hurt,
oh,
my legs hurt.
Duelen, mis piernas
it doesn't
duelen.
Say anything. It
no
says, by
nada.
His stripes I am healed.
Dice por sus
okay.
Soy sanado.
It doesn't say
no dice,
there's giants.
Ahí hay gigantes.
It doesn't care if there's giants.
No le importa si hay gigantes.
It doesn't say
no dice,
there's armies.
Ahí hay ejércitos.
It doesn't make any difference
no
if there's armies.
Si hay,
he told me, and he's
me
warning
dijo,
me, don't pay any attention to the outside.
No le ponga ninguna
so the soul
exterior.
Has to be an absolute
el alma tiene
position
que
to be a kingdom
una
man.
Posición absoluta para ser un hombre de reino.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The inside man don't reason at all.
El hombre interior
I look
no
back
para nada.
And I thought, how did I get on earth?
Miré para atrás y pensé, ¿cómo yo
I came from a bunch of drunkards.
Entré ahí, vine de un montón
how
de
did
drunkards.
I get here?
¿Cómo yo llegué
Who
aquí?
Gave me life?
¿Quién me dio vida?
Who gave me that wife?
¿Quién me dio esa esposa?
Who gave me that baby?
¿Quién me dio ese bebé?
Where did my wife come
¿De dónde
from?
Vino mi esposa?
Where did my life come from?
¿De dónde mi
I
vida
said,
viene?
Though he slay me, yet I'll trust him.
Pesar, si
there you
mata,
go. There's the Son of God.
Ese es un hijo de Dios.
Get away from me, Satan.
De parte de mí, Satanás.
Then he says, paragraph 211.
Paragraph 211 dice.
He let my wife die.
Él dejó que
me holding
muriera,
her in
y yo
by the hands, crying for
por las manos,
her. And my daddy,
llorando por
in
ella,
his
por
arms,
y mi dada,
died in this
y
arm
papá,
right
brazos,
here,
murió
looking
en este
up
brazo
at me,
aquí.
Trying to get his breath. And I prayed as hard as I could.
Y lloré tan duro como
How
yo
could
puse.
I face the public
¿Cómo
again
yo podía enfrentar
to
el público una
divine
vez más
healing?
Para predicar
How
sanidad
could
divina?
I preach?
¿Cómo podía
he
yo predicar que él era un buen Dios?
And let my own daddy die,
y dejar que
sinner.
Mi propio papi muriera,
how
un
could
pecador.
I preach that?
¿Cómo yo podía predicar
I don't know
eso?
How, but he's
yo no
right.
sé cómo, pero yo sé que él está correcto.
But he's right.
Él es correcto.
The
está
word
correcto.
Of God shall never
La palabra
fail.
De Dios nunca fallará.
It'll triumph,
triunfará,
no matter what that
importa
is.
Qué es.
I know there was something
Entonces,
inside
yo supe que ahí había algo
all of
dentro,
the reasonings,
de todos los
something inside
algo dentro,
all of the emotions.
De todas las emociones.
There was an inside man
ahí había
that
un
held
interior
in that hour.
Que se sostuvo en esa hora.
Now look what he says, brothers.
Miren lo que dice, hermanos,
look what
hermanos.
He says, nothing else could have done it.
Nada más lo hubiera hecho.
And nothing else could have done that.
Nada más podría,
when it comes to
hecho.
The day when we're called
Cuando venga el día
to
que
come on high,
llamados,
nothing else can do it.
Nada más lo puede hacer.
Nothing.
Nada.
Do you feel God working inside of you?
¿Puede sentir a Dios trabajando dentro de usted?
Our soul has to be in its place
Nuestro alma tiene que
so
estar
God
en su
can be in his
lugar,
place.
Para que él pueda estar en su lugar.
Nothing else could have done it.
Nada más lo pudo haber hecho.
Look at what he says. Every reason,
cada razonamiento,
everything could be showed,
cada cosa que
everything
ser
could be proved
todo lo que se
that
podía
it was
probar.
Wrong. And
yo
I was
incorrecto,
wrong.
Y yo estaba incorrecto.
But the word of God that was predestinated
la palabra de Dios que fue
before the foundation of the world
antes de la fundación del mundo,
held on the inside of my soul.
En el interior de mi alma.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Afshin, that's where you're at.
China,
inside of the inside, something holding your brother
dentro,
to that inside, to that word of God. Reasoning can't go there.
Razonamiento no puede
okay?
Ahí. Está
conscience
bien.
Can't go there,
la
but something
tampoco.
On the inside.
Algo
it's true
dentro.
No matter what, and it will triumph.
No importa qué, y eso
you always remember
todo el tiempo recuerde usted.
God triumphs over every scientific law that there
Dios
is, every reason that there is, every power that there is. Don't ever forget that.
Nunca usted olvide eso.
God is more powerful
Dios es más poderoso.
Than no matter how many armies
no
are on earth,
ejércitos hay en
no
la
how many bombs they got.
Cuántas bombas
okay?
Ellos tenga. ¿Está bien?
Because you might hear a news.
Porque tal usted escucha las
Russia's
noticias.
Got, like what Brother Branham said,
como el hermano Branham dice,
there's a bomb with our name on it.
Ahí hay una bomba
right?
Con su nombre.
You might hear on the radio alarms. You know, we got all these alarms now.
Tal vez escuchen la
there's
radio,
a bomb
alarmas.
In the air. Hallelujah!
Está en el aire.
Because my God told me through his prophet,
porque mi Dios
before
me dijo
that
a través de su
profeta, bomb lands,
antes de que esa
I'm out of
bomba
here.
Aterrice, yo estoy fuera
uh-huh.
De aquí.
And I believe it.
Y yo lo creo.
Be it unto me according to your word.
A mí de acuerdo a tu palabra.
Yeah, right.
Sí, correcto.
Just like Mary.
Así como María.
It held on the inside.
Se sostuvo en el interior.
Paragraph 217.
217.
It's got to come from the inside,
tiene
which is the word,
adentro, lo cual
from
es la
the
palabra,
beginning,
desde el principio,
in the beginning of the creation of God,
en el principio de la creación de Dios,
when God began to create,
cuando
bring
Dios
you into existence,
crear, lo trajo a esa existencia,
you started back there as a seed,
usted comenzó allá atrás como
and
semilla,
worked down to where you are.
Y trabajó ahora a donde está usted, a donde usted
then you were
ahora.
All in Christ,
y entonces estaban
and
todos
when Christ
en Cristo,
died,
y cuando Cristo murió,
he died to redeem all
él murió
of
para redimir
you. Isn't that interesting? All of me. And you are part
todo
of his
yo,
word.
Todo yo, y usted es parte de su palabra.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Isn't that beautiful?
Y ustedes son parte de esta palabra.
Is this making sense?
¿Está esto haciendo sentido?
That's why the Holy Spirit has it's on that soul. The soul has to be in this place.
El Espíritu tiene a esta alma. El alma tiene que estar en su lugar.
Okay, this is my final thought here.
Es mi fin,
just looking
mi,
at these scriptures,
final,
looking at these words from the opening scripture,
de la apertura de la escritura,
we can see that every part of us
mirar
has to be sanctified completely by the Holy Spirit.
Tiene que ser santificada completamente por el
and from
Espíritu
God's
Santo.
Great grace
gran gracia de Dios.
Shining down on us through his
brillando
vindicated prophet.
A nosotros a través de su profeta vindicado.
We see that when the soul of man
miramos que cuando el alma
is worked on
se trabaja
and redeemed
y redimida,
and placed in its designated
en su,
and designed place,
diseñado y
God has a preeminence.
Designado lugar,
Is that true? Stop and think about it. When your soul is in the right place and says only yes to the Word of God, then God has the preeminence. And that's why God would not allow his servant to go on in his ministry until that soul was in its place in the man, then God was in his place with the man. And he said only yes to the Word of God, period, no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And nothing could move him off of that word again. Okay. There, in that place, God has the preeminence. The soul is the control tower. And this allows the Word of God through the Spirit of God to be over our whole human spirit and body.
Okay,
this is the message, the token.
Este es el mensaje, la señal.
The Spirit of God over us.
El Espíritu de Dios sobre nosotros.
When I see the blood.
Cuando yo miro la sangre.
No. When I see my life.
Cuando miro mi
over
vida,
your life.
Sobre tu vida.
I'll pass over
Amen.
You.
Yo pasaré sobre de ti.
When I see my mind over your mind, when I see my thoughts over your thoughts, when I see my ways over your ways, and your soul says only yes to the Word of God, then God is having his preeminent place on us.
Yeah.
There's the token, brothers and sisters.
La señal, hermanos y hermanas.
There's Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Ahí está Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
First, he has to reveal himself.
Primero, se tiene que revelar.
Second of all, he has to have the preeminence before he can take us back
tiene que tener preeminencia antes de podernos llevar de regreso.
To Eden again restored.
Para Eden,
okay.
Para ser restaurado.
Number two can't take place until number one has taken place.
Dos no puede tomar lugar hasta que
he can't have the preeminence unless he's revealed himself, correct?
No puede tener la preeminencia al menos que se revele el mismo,
and he
correcto.
Can't take us back until he does have the preeminence. Yeah, there it is, brothers
sí,
and
está,
sisters. And that's why
y eso es porque
the burden on my heart,
la carga de mi corazón.
I ask you today,
le pido hoy,
where's your Joshua eyes?
¿Dónde están sus ojos de Josué?
Look at those great men.
Mira esos hombres.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And we go back to this thought.
Y vamos de regreso a este
pensamiento. Look at every great man that God ever used in the Bible.
Mira este gran hombre que Dios ha usado en la Biblia.
Go back to Abraham.
Vaya de regreso a Abraham.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Noah.
Noé.
Moses.
Moisés.
Joshua.
Josué.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Elijah,
Elias.
Keep going.
Continúe.
Where God put them in a place on
Donde
purpose
los puso en un
by his design,
al propósito, por su diseño,
where they had nothing
Donde
left
nada
to stand on
para pararse,
but the Word of God.
Más que la palabra
and when
de
they
Dios.
Did, were in that place,
y cuando ellos fueron
what did they find?
En ese lugar,
that's exactly where God works.
Que es lo contrario. Ahí es donde exactamente
that's
Dios
exactly
obra,
the place.
Trabaja.
And he waited till Abraham's body was as good as dead. Do you understand? Man will reason all day long. They are so smart and they're so arrogant in their pride of their minds, how they can reason and they can debate and they think they got are so smart. And then God's waits. Until they don't have another thought coming, and they'd have exhausted all thoughts, and they says, oh, well, are you finally ready to listen to mine?
Yeah.
And Abraham was as good as dead, his body was, right? And then when all reasons, when all medical science had said no, when everything in the world said it couldn't happen, that's when God says that now's the time for it to happen. Right? Okay, brothers and sisters,
okay,
we need those Joshua eyes. This is the time like never before. Put on those kingdom eyes. Put on those kingdom hearts. Okay? Put on those kingdom ears where I hear the Word of God and that only.
Yeah.
Oh, there's giants. Oh, there's armies. Oh, there's Goliath. So? So? So, I'm servant of the living God, entonces, son of the living God.
Al Dios viviente.
And my God said, he is for me. My God says, he's taking me to the promised land. My God said, I got a rapture for you, little bride. I'm taking you out of here. Right? Joshua. Kingdom. Soul. You can't have Joshua eyes without that soul being in its right place. Finally, I understand it. Thank you, Jesus. All those things were like spaghetti noodles wrapped around in my head for years and years. You got a soul. It's the real you. It's perfect. Okay, it's part of God. Oh, yeah. You still have to go through the process, Don. Oh, okay. It's the soul that he's working on. My soul had to be redeemed. The nature of this soul, spirit had to die. I have to die so that he can live.
Para que pueda vivir.
I love how Brother Abraham, when he's preaching, he makes this comment about death to self, you know.
Acerca de muerte la misma.
He says, when you disappear, he appears. Isn't that good?
Dice, cuando tú desapareces, él aparece. ¿No es eso,
so I texted him one time. I said, Brother Abraham,
una vez, y dije, hermano,
can you tell me this?
Tú me dijiste,
why is it so hard to disappear?
¿Por qué es tan difícil desaparecer?
He didn't answer.
Él no contestó.
Something God has to work out in each one
algo
of us.
Que Dios tiene que trabajar en cada uno de nosotros.
But Paul,
Pablo,
I die daily, right?
Muero diariamente.
Yeah, I die to my thoughts,
muero mis pensamientos,
die to my ideas,
a mis ideas,
die to my reasoning,
a mis razonamientos,
so that the word of God can live. Let's stand up and give praise to him. Musicians, would you come? Oh, my goodness, what a mighty God.
Oh, Dios mío, que Dios,
todo in all of these things,
y en todas estas
I hope... Every one of these helping you understand you're on your way to that rapturing faith. The minute you need it, it'll be there for you. Rapturing grace, right? Because when you really see who you are and where you came from and where you're going and what he's done in you and he's put in your heart a soul in your life, and can't do anything else but say amen to the word of God.
Yeah?
Then I'm his. Then I'm a work of his hands. Okay, let's sing it again like we sang in the beginning. Be it unto me. Because those are powerful, powerful words, aren't they? Huh?
Yeah.
Be it unto me. And stand secure, carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free according to your word, O Lord. Be it unto me. Amen. Aren't those words precious? Let me ask you a question. Don't you think when Mary said that, don't you think that made the Heavenly Father smile?
Huh?
And when you speak those words to your Heavenly Father, do you think it makes him happy? There's my believing child.
Huh?
They aren't going to let circumstances control anything. Just my word. That's it. Amen. Would you pray, brother?
Thank you.
We thank you today, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll thank you tomorrow and the day after. Because you are so wonderful, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for everything that you have done. Thanks for what you're going to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Until finally that day, Father. We know the things. Everything that it is around us, Father. Just fulfilling your word. People worry. But that assurance that you gave us, Father, it's just so wonderful. This body having these aches, headaches, and like brother said, this hurt in the bones, and everything that is happening, we know. There's going to be a day, Father. Brother Brennan said that this place won't be young at the curtain of time, Father. They were young, no wrinkles, no white hair.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you did it all. You did it possible for us, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you in that precious name that today it means so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you in that very beautiful name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father.
Amen. 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 Would you be seated one more minute? Just want to sing one more song that we sang earlier. I love that song. What you believe is what will be. That is so true. Let's sing Rise Up on the Wings of Faith again. Thank you, Lord. Because that's what we need to do. That's where we're at. Kingdom eyes, brothers and sisters, please, please look at that every single day. What was in the heart of Joshua and Caleb that was different from everybody else? What was in the heart of Moses and Noah and Abraham?
Yeah.
We have the faith of God. There are two roads. One by sight, one by faith. There are two roads you may take. One by faith. Amen. One by. Yes. Take the word over what you see and what you believe. Is what will be. Hallelujah. So take your wings on the winds of faith. You can ride your place. It's by grace. What's your mountain? Is that right? What's your cry? What's your mountain? That's too high. Speak the word of God. Oh, love it. It'll move or you will fly. Hallelujah. This is a reality. This is truth. So set your wings on the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace. Set your amen. Watch the eagle in the sky.
One eagle
in the sky. He does not struggle. He does not strive. For the power that makes him rise.
The power that makes him rise.
is already in the sky. It's already there for us. So set your wings on the winds of faith. You can fly. By grace, set your wings. Oh, man. We are the richest people in the world, brothers and sisters. Don't you love him, huh? Do you know these things? You know, this is inspired. Amen. This is a gift to the bride from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Somebody was listening. Wrote down the words that he heard, and that's for you. That's for you, brothers and sisters. Let's rise up into that reality with our God and praise his name, and may his name be glorified in every single one of us. May the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be exalted in your skin, in my skin,
amen,
in our lives, not through only what we say, but what we are and what we do. Everything about us. Amen. God bless you all. Walk with him. Kingdom eyes, kingdom ears.
Amen.
Thank you.